Hi. So I will present you a collaborative project to build distributed safe infrastructure. I'm Guillaume Philippon. I work at LAL in labs in south of Paris, and I mainly work on grid and cloud administration. Who is a collaborative in collaborative project? It's 8 physics labs from Orsay-Saclay. We have 3 hosting facilities on our perimeters, and in 2030 we built or restored 2 hosting facilities to manage emergency situation, but to have behind the idea to build some common services. In 2016, we have all invested in 100 gigabit switches to anticipate future needed for WHCG and common project. How the project started? All 8 labs manage a large amount of data. So we all in the whole perimeters, we've got 7 peta of data. And for us, it's more and more difficult to provide an efficient access to this data, especially the resource reconstruction time and disk failure became a problem. And also access performance on hot file on some of the part of the performance it's beginning to be a problem for us. We also have a long-standing experience of working together. All sites work with each other since a very long time. For example, GRIF is a 10 years old collaboration between 4 labs involved. When we have built one of our facilities, we've managed these facilities by 6 labs, so, and about 10 people spread over these 6 labs. Also, most sites have built some test of production safe infrastructure for their own needed. What was this infrastructure? The first one is Agata. It's a nuclear experiment. Agata is a nuclear experiment, and they built a safe infrastructure to handle their data acquisition. So they mainly have 3 OSD and monitor server, and they have a good feedback to use it as a data acquisition system, but it seems too small to have a resilient infrastructure. And splitting OSD and monitors seems a must-have. They have some problem when the OSD load became high and the monitor don't seem very happy with that. The second experience is a backend for our OpenStack cloud system. So we've got 4 OSD servers and 3 monitor splitted. We've got also some good feedback about this usage, but it seems to be a very minimum hardware for this kind of infrastructure. If we want to have a good data distribution, we must have more OSD servers. And one of the problems is we only want this infrastructure on 1 machine room, so it's a second point of failure for this kind of service. There are some other experiences, one with Ceph for Proxmox server, so it's mainly used for failover capacities. That works, but they don't need any real performance threshold or. And one of the test bed was at CEA. They do a lot of benchmarking to see if they can use Ceph as a backend for DPM server. What's the global feedback about Ceph? It's Ceph really benefits of the large amount of hardware. But it's also difficult for one site or for one experience to finance a big enough infrastructure. We can also, with Ceph, provide one unique storage infrastructure for all experiences. You just need to create a new pool, a new Ceph pool, to host a new experience. But also, we want to avoid avoid infrastructure duplication. Mainly, not have to spread the human skill over six sites, and the load to add more storage capacity is less than creating a new storage infrastructure. So we propose to create a global Ceph infrastructure, and our main goal is to build a storage infrastructure for these eight labs based on a human team with a very strong skill and experiences on Ceph and data storage, and having a first infrastructure with something relevant in terms of capacity with one peta, and this infrastructure will be scalable by adding some OSD. We want this infrastructure resiliency and efficiency. So efficiency because we are close enough to have a good network infrastructure at 100 gigabit for a reasonable cost. We currently in discussion with the campus to mainly know who will finance the fiber, but it's in good progress. And resiliently, because we are far enough from each other's sites to have different electricity induction and to have different network induction. So if one site lost the power, other site will be provide the backup. We also want something scalable, so the cost to adding some storage will be proportional to the capacity the experience will use. But we don't want to be a data manager. We work to build a storage infrastructure, but not the client part of this infrastructure. Maybe we will not manage RGB mount, OpenStack Tinder, or some other way to have access to data. Even offshore, if some people involved in this project will be also involved in the client part of the service. So we are not responsible of the data. We do no backup, and it's not our problem. But residency by replication or erasure coding will be probably enough robustness to have a good So what the initial use case is, move our OpenStack Cinder backend to this new infrastructure. So we want to also use this infrastructure to store data for nuclear physics analysis, and it's a project funded to have some around this infrastructure and some French project. We also want to provide a data storage for astrophysics data, and it's more for virtual observatory. Some data center in astrophysics thematic provide access to their experiences data. And also, as we've got an experience with data acquisition, that's safe with data acquisition, we want for our local facilities provide an access for data acquisition. We also do work to using Ceph as a Spark backend. So currently, it's a hot topic at LAL. We currently have a Spark cluster with HDFS on Cinder on Ceph. And we've got very good performance with it, but we distributed two times the data because we distributed with HDFS, and after that it's distributed with Ceph. So what we want to do is to provide a direct access to Ceph through Spark. And well, we don't know how to do this, if it's possible to have HDFS directly with Ceph, or if you will use S3 gateway to access the data. And we also want to use Ceph infrastructure for Grif site, which is a grid storage. Grif is a grid usage. And use this infrastructure to provide a unified DPM for all the sites. Also DPM or SRM-less approach, like presented by Val, or something like that. Well, why we choose Ceph? The thing is, we want to have different replication policies. The thing is, experiences have not the same needed. So if we can provide different policy approach for different tool, and so experiences can have cost control on their data, so just buy what they need to have. And so the idea is we've got three sites, and for example, an experience wants three replication. We put one replication on each site. If they just need two replication, we put on two sites. What's the hardware infrastructure we want? So we've got three hosting facilities, and for the first step, we will order hardware to have an homogeneous configuration to avoid some structural dissymmetry between two sites and have some data that can't be spread on three sites. We improve resiliency by geographical distribution, as we don't have electric and network induction. And we want to have a mix of AGD and SSD on our hardware, and not to have journal on SSD, but just to have a high performance spool and a high capacity spool. So we choose our hardware, mainly it's based on 700 series of Dell server for RSD. So in each server we will have 12 HD server and 4 SSD server. What we want to do with SSD is also to evaluate if it's good, if it's interesting to invest something like 10 or 20 times the cost of HD in terms of performances. And the monitor will be some basic R600 series Dell server with no special requirements as our own experiences. Monitor, it's more machines that must be present and that don't need to have some huge amount of memory or huge amount of CPU. But this project is more a human challenge than a technical challenge. Why? Because we have a lot of labs involved in these projects, and a lot of labs with a lot of different policies about root account, about security access. Also, a lot of different configuration management system, so Quator versus Puppet versus Ansible. And the last thing is, of course, we can't fail to have a really human team, because failure is not an option for us. So what's the planning for our infrastructure? So we selected the hardware, and now we'll order it in the beginning of May. In June, we will try to have our infrastructure in our existing network infrastructure, which is at 10 gigabit per second per site. And at the end of the year, we will probably have our 100 gigabyte interconnection, and we want to use it for self-infrastructure. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. There are questions for Guillaume?
So just a question on the last thing you said about configuration management. So every site will manage their own hardware with their own configuration management tool, is that right?
It's not defined yet, but we probably have each site will have their own tools to install some minimal hardware, and also in the first time we want to use a self-deploy to manage a self-cluster, but it seems that self-deploy is deprecated and will be replaced by Ansible self. So we currently have discussion about this part. The first idea was to have an initial installation with own tools, and after that use unique tools over that.
I'm afraid mine are more comments. One is, you might well, if you're having pure SSD tiers, reach bottlenecks of Ceph rather than the SSDs. It might be more cost effective to just use the SSDs for the metadata, Ceph's metadata, that layer.
MDS metadata?
Yeah. The other comment is that 1 gigabyte per terabyte is fine for replication. But when you start using tiering, the RAM usage in Ceph goes up. So you may find you're a little bit tight on RAM. Just as a warning there.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, let's thank Guillaume.